Good evening, Audio Boo. It is Thursday, October 27th. My half birthday will be in exactly 1 month from today. And it is Random Thursday, but it's also Freedom Thursday because the person who actually works on Friday is not working on Friday. John will be spending this Freedom Friday flying across the country to see me, and the next boo that you hear from me will probably be a boo from us. I am excited and nervous and hoping my house is clean enough. And not that John will care, but my mom will, because my mom gets kind of freaky about that. But I'm not going to talk about that today. You'll be getting plenty of John plus me boos within the next week. I'm going to talk about what I've been doing for most of the day, which is reading. I love to read. Probably a lot of people who follow me on Twitter know this. And today, it has been disgusting and dreary and just generally gross. It's cold. I heard the S word on the radio today. Starts with an S, ends with a W, and is pure evil. And I don't think that we're gonna get any of that stuff down here. Unfortunately, my friends upstate might. Sorry, Amanda. Even so, it's very scary and horrible to hear about the S word in late October. I don't want to hear about that till early December at the very earliest, or maybe mid-November. But anyway, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about young adult literature and how I love it. Now, I'm 24, so technically I'm still a young adult. But I know a lot of people who are older than me who are also big fans of young adult literature. And it's, I don't really think that there's some literature that, yes, should have like age classifications. Like, I wouldn't want my, say, 8-year-old to be reading, oh, I don't know, Twilight. Well, I don't want anyone to read Twilight. Whatever. That's a bad example. But there are certain books that have content in them that maybe that some kids shouldn't be reading. Now, I'm not saying that you should censor books. Censoring books is bad, but I'm just saying that as a parent, I'm not a parent, but I know people who are, and as parents, you should be careful to talk to your kids about what they read and if you don't feel like they're ready for subject matter of that sort, kind of steer them towards something else. And there's a lot of stuff out there that you can steer them towards. But I am right now reading a wonderful, I'm reading the third book in the Provost Dog series by Tamora Pierce. Tamora Pierce is a fantasy author whose first book was, well, her first series was Song of the Lioness, which is about Alanna, who's a lady knight in a fantasy realm. And she was really one of the first authors back in the 80s to write fantasy, like heroic female young adult fantasy, and she's written some really good stuff. Not all only the stuff in the Turner Turtle universe, but also Circle of Magic, which is awesome. And she's one of those authors that I find people who like her, and I'm very surprised when people do, but she crosses boundaries. She's one of those authors like John Green and Maureen Johnson and J.K. Rowling and Philip Pullman and so many others, Sherman Alexie, a ton of other young adult readers authors I've read who whose work is so fun and well written and enjoyable that anybody of any age can pick it up and read it and have a great time. So I'm reading her book now, and I've read a lot of young adult stuff this year. I read Paper Towns, which I discussed in my book club the other day by John Green, which was amazing. I read the third in the A Corner's Children series by Anne McCaffrey, which was less amazing, much as I like Anne McCaffrey. I read The Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian by Sherman Alexie, which I highly recommend. I read, oh geez, what else did I read? I read a lot of stuff, and if you're interested in finding out what I read, go to my account on Goodreads. You can find me there, and you can add me, and we can discuss books. Goodreads is a social network for people who love books, and I love books, and it's fun to discuss them and to recommend them and see what other people are reading. So I'm reading with Mastiff, and so far I'm in the first 100 pages, and it's starting off very slow. I read the second book in the series about a year and a half ago, I guess, and I sort of remember the plot, but I don't really remember exactly how it ends. So I'm a little lost, but it's you get back into it. I'm kind of missing they're not in the primary setting where they usually are. They're somewhere else, and I'm kind of missing a lot of the characters that the protagonist usually interacts with. But sometimes